are marking the 40th day after Christmas today, the day of the purification of our Blessed Lady, also the day called Candlemas Day, because on this day the candles of the church are blessed for the coming year. You appreciate the fact that no more than our Lord needed to receive baptism as a sign of repentance, such as he did receive from St. John the Baptist, did Our Lady need to undergo the rite of purification, which was a Jewish rite, indicating that there was need for ritual purification following the birth of her son. It is a mark of the humility both of Christ and his mother that they adhered strictly to the law, which law was meant to adore God and to atone for sins with which Our Lady had had no contact. She was not like other men who are born into this world with the sign of sin upon them. And of course, because of the fact that she conceived our Lord without any human intervention, the birth of her child was supernatural and wondrous and altogether glorious. I urge you to give some thoughts to the fact that Jesus not only submitted to all the laws which had been established for the preparation of the Jewish nation, which preparation was for him, but he also expected that Saint Joseph and Mary would conform likewise. And nothing would have been further from their thought than to do exactly this, humble as they were. I would like, my dear people, to urge you to this kind of thing. We are inclined to think of ourselves as better than others, and in some respects we are better. We do not sin as others sin, not by any special personal power of ours, but simply because of the divine mercy. He has taught us things, and he has given us grace to understand things such as apparently others do not have, so that he has a right to expect more of us, and due to his mercy there are things that hopefully we do not do to offend him, and things we do to praise him and to honor him. But regardless of that, we still have to accept our human condition, and we have to be scrupulous in our fidelity to even the minutiae of our holy religion. We have to strive to do things carefully, religiously, and almost fastidiously, in order that God will be praised by our attentions. The reason why we do little things with conscientiousness and with attention is not that these things in themselves are of importance. In themselves they could be dispensed with, but they are important because we do them under obedience. We do them in an act of belief that to God they are important. For instance, the reason why we strive to do all things proper in the liturgy is that they represent obedience. You know that some things that we do rubrically could be done otherwise. Some things we do rubrically might even be done better otherwise. But that is not for us to decide. It is for us to accept these things, and we do them because they are prescribed for us. And we do them in the sense of faith that God beholds our fidelity, our sense of reverence for his will as is expressed by the church. It is an act of humility to follow laws and prescriptions It is an act of humility. When we can see that something might be done better, but to do it. I would urge you in the same spirit to do things in this fashion in your homes. You young people need to do those things which your parents appoint to you, not because things could not be done differently, but simply because it is your place to obey. And just as Jesus and his mother did all things with perfect humility, not because they were subject to the law was for someone else. But they did these things as an act of worship to the Father in heaven. They did these things because it was the will of God. And we are supposed to do all things correctly, not because they cannot be done otherwise, not because they might not even be done better otherwise, but because they are prescribed. And we gain merit and we show our faith. Let me end by making a remark about this matter of faith. Other people find it very hard to submit to this kind of discipline because they think that it is not logical. They think it is more logical to do those things which their reasons dictate. They pretend to be perfectly logical at all times. We know better because one does not live very long before he finds that the human race is not logical. We do all kinds of things which have no reason for them. We do them because they're done. And we allow other people to dictate to us things that we do which are ridiculous. We take their symbols, we imitate them, and we constantly conform to the mores of those around us. I will give you an example. You cannot explain the logic of shaking hands with people. You cannot explain the logic of a man touching the brow of his hat when he greets a lady. We do these things because they are loose signs of our society. They are totally dispensable, and I cannot think of any things right now, but all of us could, if we scratched our mind a bit, we could think of many things that we do that are not logical, they are simply done. When we do things according to the divine will, we act as if we see that which we do not see. We recognize that there is a higher power, that there is one who beholds us at all times. Think, for instance, how often it is that a priest might say Mass by himself. I do not do so frequently, but often in traveling, in times past, I have said Mass altogether by myself. And I have had to remind myself that I was supposed to do everything exactly as the Missal says. Mindful that no one else was watching except God himself. And it is an act of loyalty to the church, an act of humility, and an act of worship of God to follow through with the least detail, to show God that we don't do these things for human beings. We do not do them to impress. We do them as a sign of our reverence. So when you attend Holy Mass, think of these things. You stand and you kneel, you bow, you strike your breast, you fold your hands, you say certain words, words even sometimes which you cannot understand, but you know God does, and you know that it is the intention of your heart that gives meaning and gives sense and gives excellence to what you do.